Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, it is Friday Eve. I got you right here by my side in Madison. And we got a fine guest right now live via Zoom. It's like the Brady Bunch we're doing here. Black squares at the top, purple squares. What are you, a Vikings fan? Welcome back, Bill Press.
Hey, it's good to see you guys.
Hey,
hello,
Bill.
Hello. Great to be on the Devil's Radio.
Well, those not watching visually on the Facebook live stream or whatever the case may not realize the Devils are wearing black. But
yes.
Brian and you, sir, you're wearing purple. He looks like Grimace. You got a little Prince resemblance here, Bill.
We're heavy into purple here today, you know, Brian and I. We just decided we were going to outshine you guys with the color.
That's easy to do.
Right.
Bill, let me ask you. I'm sure in your many years of doing media, you must have formed an opinion of Liz Cheney. And my opinion of the woman is she's evil. But my question becomes, how can she be evil and also the Republican with the highest moral standards, at least for telling the truth? Can you both be a truth teller and an evil human being, Bill?
Well, let me put it this way. You know, first of all, I don't think she's as evil as her father. Let me just start.
Yeah. So evil's not a genetic thing?
It's a high bar, Bill.
I know. He is pure evil in all respect. But you know how they say, like, very smart people can sometimes do dumb things? Parentheses, Bill Clinton, right? Even somebody as bad on policy and as conservative as Liz Cheney can sometimes get something right. And look, she is hardly a role model, right? We're not, we know.
Her and me both, Bill.
She threw her sister under the bus when she was a Senate candidate running against same-sex marriage. You know, she was all for the birther movement. She swallowed hook, line, and sinker her father's big lie about Iraq, which really, that big lie led to Trump's big lie. So she's part of that whole thing that led up to Donald Trump. But all I got to say is, in this case, in a party that has gone totally nuts, Liz Cheney is the only one talking sense. And she's the only one, put it this way, there are no Republican men, other than Mitt Romney, I don't can take him seriously, with the balls to stand up against Donald Trump that Liz Cheney has, right? So you got to give her credit for that. And by the way, I also think she's absolutely right. Number one, not only is buying this into this big lie, anti-democratic with a small d, a threat to democracy, not only is it just blatantly untrue, but I don't think it's good for the Republican Party. I think they're nuts. They're idiots to think that going forward by relitigating and refighting 2020 is the way to go into 2022 and 24. And that's what Liz Cheney is saying. We got to dump Trump and move on. And look, here's a guy today. First of all, he cost them the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2020. And they think he's a winner? I mean, Kevin McCarthy is freaking insane. And the other thing is, look where Donald Trump is today. 32% approval rating. Joe Biden's got 63% approval rating. And they're hitching their wagon to Donald Trump's star. Here's my prediction. Kevin McCarthy won in the short term yesterday. Liz Cheney wins in the long term. Well, she will be reelected in Wyoming. Donald Trump's going to be indicted soon. He's going to move to Bedminster, New Jersey, where he can be extradited to New York to face charges, unlike in Florida, because he's got to leave Mar-a-Lago. This whole thing is going to unravel. Liz Cheney's going to come out on top, and she'll be either, I'm going to say it right here first, with the Devil's Advocates, she will be either the presidential or the vice presidential Republican nominee in 2024.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, I disagree with you already, Bill, but let me ask
you. That's all right.
The courage of the Republican caucus, courage air quotes.
You're right.
They didn't even cast ballots. They did a voice vote, so there would be no record of how anyone voted, and they could all have plausible deniability just in case the you-know-what hits the fan, Bill.
Yeah, that's right. And you know who's responsible for that? Again, Kevin McCarthy. You know, as a Californian, I got to tell you, I am monumentally embarrassed by having such a bonehead from California, right? So here's McCarthy who says, well, now we got rid of her. We proved we're the big tent party. I mean, just the opposite. They can't even have one person disagree with Donald Trump and remain in the party. Here's Kevin McCarthy who says, nobody is questioning the legitimacy of the Biden presidency. Wait a minute. He signed that deal to the Supreme Court, which challenged the outcome of the election. He didn't vote to impeach Donald Trump. He came out right afterward and said, Donald Trump is still the president. Joe Biden was not. He said all of that. We have the tape. And then he pretends that, you know, it's something else. I don't get it. I think they're making a monumental mistake.
Bill Press, our fine guest. Bill, you mentioned Trump's got to leave Mar-a-Lago. The club closes for the summer. Down in southern Florida, it gets quite hot and humid in the summer. Yeah. So typically the snowbirds all go back north wherever they're from. And Trump apparently is going to go reside in one of his properties, Bedminster, New Jersey. But Florida's got a Republican governor. And if Trump is charged on state charges in the state of New York, well, it'd be damn hard for them to extradite Trump if Ron DeSantis put up a fuss. If the governor there, the Republican governor, put up a fuss. But it's a Democratic governor in New Jersey. Is it theoretically possible, Bill, that Cyrus Vance is waiting to drop the indictments until, indeed, Trump moves to Bedminster, New Jersey?
I think it's absolutely the case. First of all, there's every sign that Cyrus Vance is getting more, is closing in on an indictment. That is going to happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but first of all, he has said he's not going to be around till after the end of the year. So it's going to come in the next 6 months. And there's more and more sign, look at what they did to Rudy Giuliani, that they're really serious about this. And by the way, there's a lot, listen to Michael Cohen, right? He testified about this. He wrote a book about it. There's a lot of serious, you know what, financial arguments, a case against Donald Trump. But there is this law, and the same law exists in Florida and in New Jersey, not in every state, but those two states, where the governor does have the power to decide whether or not somebody who's indicted in another state can be extradited to that state to face charges. Clearly, if Donald Trump is indicted while he's still in Mar-a-Lago, Ron DeSantis would say, oh, we got to keep our baby home, right? If he's indicted in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, you know, he'll put him on the next commute train to New York, to New York City.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Bill Press from the Bill Press podcast, a friend of ours. Bill, thanks for joining us again. I want to get your sense of the threats of, you know, Liz Cheney and these other, 100-plus Republicans who are threatening to form a third party. One, do you think that would be effective whatsoever? And what are your thoughts of how that may or may not impact any sort of elections that would come forth?
Well, again, you know, I wouldn't vote for any of them.
Right.
Let's make that clear, right? But I have to admire people, Republicans, who are willing to stand up and say Donald Trump is the worst thing that's happened, not just to the Republican Party, but to this country and our history. And there are people like Bill Kristol, right? Charlie Sykes, Barbara Comstock, former member of Congress, Mark Sanford, former member of Congress, and Liz Cheney. So and Michael Steele, former RNC chair. It takes a lot of guts for them to do that. So again, wouldn't vote for them, but I admire them for doing that. So about 100 of them, you're alluding to, Dom, today launched something called the American Renewal Project, right? That they want to get the Republican Party back on track. They want to get back to, they say, talking about issues that sort of define Republicans, lower taxes, tax cuts for billionaires, all that kind of crap,
the good
right?
stuff. the PR
all that
stuff.
Good Republican stuff. And so they say, we're either going to get the party back to what it was, or we're going to form a third party. I admire them for doing it. I think the chances of a third party are slim to none. Think about it. In our lifetime, the only person that's ever come close to getting anywhere with a third party was Ross Perot, who was crazy as a loon, right? But got 17% of the vote just because he had so much money and he was able to throw into it. But the whole, I'm not saying a third party would be the worst thing. I kind of would like to see a serious third party, but the deck is stacked against it. I know, look, I was party chair in California for the Democratic Party. And I can tell you, I helped stack the deck against the third party. Getting on the ballot in every one of the 50 states, and you have to be on the ballot, is really tough, if not impossible.
Bill, we got about 30 seconds left in this segment. My understanding, you're going to stick around for another segment. But what kind of a percentage would a third party need to peel off from the Republicans in order to have a detrimental impact on the Republicans' chances in a national election?
Don't know, but think about it. 17% cost George H.W. Bush the presidency and elected Bill Clinton.
Well, Jill Stein, some say, cost Hillary Clinton the state of Wisconsin. That was 32,000 votes.
There you go. Yeah. And look at Ralph Nader, right?
I'd prefer not to. He's not a handsome man like you, Bill Press. Come back. The purple Bill Press. The Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
My party is going back crazy.
I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
And we can all look in a mirror and find some blame somewhere.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
60% of the time, they're right every time. Dom and Kreutz are the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press from the Bill Press podcast joining us for another segment. Bill, appreciate you sticking around, man. Wanted to get your impression. Since the last time we spoke, Bill Barr apparently is under a little bit of pressure. A judge has ordered the release, I believe this coming Monday, of a document he claims he used to justify no charges against then-President Trump on one of or many of the, 8-10 obstruction of justice charges. Bill, have you ever seen an attorney, such a corrupt attorney general, and what do you think may come of this next week?
No, we thought John Ashcroft was corrupt, right? Bill Barr was in Donald Trump's pockets, which surprised everybody. You know, he had a kind of reputation in California because he'd been attorney general before. He'd been White House counsel, or at least in the White House before. And he had a reputation in Washington as being a pretty fair, conservative, but pretty fair-minded person. Boy, he went totally in the toilet for Donald Trump. And I think it's going to prove, again, what we all know, that he saw himself as Donald Trump's personal attorney. He probably broke the law. He certainly broke every Justice Department tradition of playing favorites for the president. I think it's going to come. I doubt that he'll be charged with it, but I think it'll just prove the case, right? That he will go down as probably the worst attorney general ever.
Worse than Alberto Gonzalez? And will he go to jail? Talking about Bill Barr, not Alberto Gonzalez at this late hour.
Yeah, Alberto Gonzalez was certainly no bright light, right? But I don't think he was corrupt. He was just incompetent, right? It's possible that Bill Barr could go to jail, but I would not hold my... I think it's a lot more likely that Donald Trump will go to jail, frankly.
Our fine guest, Bill Press. Bill, they love you all across California. We've got listeners at KGOE 1480 AM in Eureka. And I got to ask you about the recall of Gavin Newsom. And we tried to book Caitlyn Jenner. We're still waiting for a response from her team. But I've got to ask you, Gavin Newsom, the news that there is a $75 billion surplus, this has really got to grind the gears of anyone that was out there collecting ballot signatures to recall the guy. You don't recall a guy sitting on a $75 billion surplus who's who's offering to give money to each and every California citizen. I mean, that's damn smart politics, is it not, Bill?
It is. First of all, is it KGO in Eureka? Is that the...
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that's
You right now, Bill.
No. That's a great station. I love Eureka. I've been up at that station and done a couple of events when my show was carried on that station. And I encourage you guys to go visit Eureka if you haven't already, because I'll tell you one thing. The people of, and you and I, this is one thing that we have a little in common here, and we've enjoyed together. They got some great pot in Eureka. And last time I was up there, I came home with some great pot, thanks to the listeners at KGO.
That's fantastic, Bill.
Bill, here's the problem. I've researched going out for a live event at KGOE. You can't get there from here. Not in a straight line fashion. You got to take like three flights in a tugboat.
Yeah, at least a couple of flights. You got to bounce your way up the coast. But all I'm saying is it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Beautiful town, great people, and great weed. So back to the recall. Look,
yes,
I just came back from California, spent a couple of weeks there. I hung out with Jerry Brown at his ranch for a couple of days. The recall is a total freaking joke, okay? It's not going anywhere. It can't win. You cannot win in California if you support Donald Trump. And all of the only Republicans who said they're going to run against Gavin Newsom so far, right? And they're all Trumpers, including Caitlyn Jenner, who said she never voted in 2020. And then the registrar of voters said, oh, yes, you did, because we got the documentation.
Well, there you go. There's the proof of voter fraud. Someone
without
voted is Caitlyn Jenner.
And the other reason, Crute, that she will not take your call is because you don't have a private plane and a hangar, right, in the neighborhood. They're the people that she's paying attention to. Let me put it this way, back to the Trump thing. Do you realize out of 50 states, California, in terms of support of Donald Trump, is number 49. Only Vermont hates Donald Trump more than the people of California. And the Republican Party in California, when I was chair, it was like 46% of the vote. Today, it's 24% of Californians are registered Republicans. So Gavin Newsom, plus now you add the $75 billion surplus, and he's going to, on top of the Joe Biden $1,400 checks, Gavin Newsom is going to send everybody a $600 check. Kiss the recall goodbye. Absolutely.
Yeah. Bill Press, got to ask you about the midterm elections. Typically, they're bad for the incumbent party because the president in charge, you know, is judged, yeah, I wouldn't say in a vacuum, but typically judged against their own record. But Donald Trump refuses to go away, and he's effectively forcing voters to reconsider the presidency of Donald Trump. You pointed out he's got like a 36% approval rating. And the Democratic president, Biden's got a 63. Bill Press, that's terrible politics. Why would Trump force himself and make it a referendum on Donald Trump in 22?
Again, because Kevin McCarthy's an idiot, right? And Donald Trump is all about himself. And that's all he cares about. It's got to be about, he thinks, it's got to be about me. And if it's not about me, and if it's not 100% in support of me, then you're not a Republican. You don't deserve any support. And I'm going to primary you or have somebody primary or take you on in the primary. And these people are scared to death of their own shadow. Again, Liz Cheney's got more balls than any of the Republican men in Congress. By the way, I feel more positive about the midterms than a lot of Democrats do. I mean, I'm not telling you, because I think Joe Biden is going to deliver. He has delivered already on the stimulus. He's going to deliver a lot on infrastructure, not everything he wants. And he's going to deliver a lot on the family, whatever they call that third wave of it, right? That's a lot of good stuff. That's raising the minimum wage. That's childcare. That's jobs. That's alternative energy.
Our fine guest, Bill Press. He always delivers. Thank you so much, Bill. We're out of time. Come back, right, more guys. Devils.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Great. Have a good weekend. See ya.
I hate you,
Donald Trump.
I hate you.